pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all. Good afternoon, Global Patriots. You're listening to Global Patriot Radio, Conservative Casual Friday with Vito. I'm sitting in for Andrew Harrod. Our call-in number today and every Global Patriot day is area code 319-527-6706. Unfortunately, today I'm not going to take any phone calls, so I apologize at the outset. Do have a busy day today. It's Friday. It is also still Lent, so Catholics out there, no meat today. No meat. Got one more week. Next week's Good Friday, and after next week, you resume eating those roast beef sandwiches on Friday, or have that hot dog or hamburger. I like to start off the show every Friday with a Bible verse from or a Bible verse is from Proverbs 6, the wicked man, which aptly describes Joe Biden. The wicked man, verse 12 through 19. Verse 12, a worthless person, a wicked man, walks with a perverse mouth. 13, he winks with his eyes, he shuffles his feet, he points with his fingers. 14, perversity is in his heart. He devises evil continually. He sows discord. Just Proverbs, the prophecy of Proverbs comes true with Joe Biden. 15, therefore, his calamity shall come suddenly. Suddenly he shall be broken without remedy. 16, these six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. 17, a proud look and a lying tongue. And boy, that does describe Biden to a T. Hands that shed innocent blood, and they have shed innocent blood. 18, a heart that devises wicked plans. Feet that are swift in running to evil. 19, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. That's Proverbs 6. Verses 12 through 19, titled The Wicked Man, which aptly describes Joe Biden. Other GPR shows, just going to get that out of the way really quick. Tomorrow night, we've got Minister Simon Dakduk and the beautiful Christie revealing the truth about Islam, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Sunday, Eric from Kafiristan with the Cross and the Crescent has a interfaith dialogue show, probably about 2 p.m., I believe. Monday, Al and I are in at Mama Mia No Sharia, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Wednesday, we got Hank Jones and Polly Sports at 6 p.m. Eastern time. And Hank has a show on Thursdays called Hankering. Thank you all for joining today. Certainly, there's a lot of news that are abuzz. And us patriots, we patriots know exactly what's going on. And I just want you to know that I have not watched any TV today, at least when it comes to news. Have not watched Fox or Newsmax, not that I watch Fox anymore. I haven't watched any DNC state-sponsored TV, such as ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, PBS. The bias of this media is uncontrollable. And the DNC-controlled media and social media are certainly all abuzz as, and gleefully, by the way, that the George Soros-sponsored Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg of Alvin and the Chipmunks has indicted President Trump. And I know on social media there's been copies of the indictment and didn't want to get any bias, though. I've read some articles, including Town Hall. And you look at what's transpired over the last 6 years, 7 years to be exact, 2016. And this is a culmination by the globalists, by the establishment, by the deep state, by the New World Order, by the cabal in Washington, D.C. and globally to unseat a man who has not played by the globalist rules. And it's become more apparent each and every day, the effort that's being put forth to destabilize America, to transform America. And where have we heard that? The fundamental transformation of America. There was really no reason to fundamentally transform America unless you wanted to take America off our constitutional republic platform. And the left wing, the Marxists, the progressives, the liberals, they all despise our constitutional republic. Oh, they enjoy the First Amendment. They enjoy hiding behind the First Amendment, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of the press. And it's their bias press. It's their bias. It's their cynicism. It's their anti-American belief system that we all should adopt, that the control media has adopted. Partisan, but was nothing but a partisan witch hunt, and then hire an ABC news director to orchestrate the theatrics. Why would you do that? So the George Soros order has officially been put in control of the United States of America. And you can call it hyperbole. You can say that Trump brought this on himself, and you can gloat that they finally got him. But what you can't argue is the minute that man, Donald J. Trump, came down the escalator to announce he's running for president of the United States, the attack of an American began. Now, many did not take his announcement seriously, and present company included. Yet the New World Order knew Trump was serious. And remember, it's the billionaires global club. And they know the procedure and knew there would be an outside chance a Donald Trump would get the Republican Party nomination. Many of us really didn't know that he was even serious about following through on running for president of the United States. So they've dispatched their globalist soldiers, such as Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, Hillary Rotten Clinton, and the entire Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama staff of anti-Americans to undertake the takedown of Trump. And I'm sorry, you cannot argue the fact that it was the Obama-Biden regime who initially spied on a private citizen, Donald J. Trump. That is a fact. Why isn't anybody asking why? Why isn't there any outrage over that fact? That being the catalyst to derail Donald J. Trump. But Americans knew, and actually Americans liked and enjoyed such candid speak, such fervor for America. Yes, he was crass. And people knew Trump was crass. But the undertaking by this globalist soldiers, by Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, Hillary Rotten Clinton, figuring that Donald Trump would not last. And the cabal would go ahead and hand off the political torch to one corrupt anti-American, Hillary Rotten Clinton. Okay, and also one other fact. It was Hillary Rotten Clinton and the Democrat National Committee, not the Democratic, because there's nothing Democratic about the Democrat Party. The Democrat National Committee, led by Chairman, and yes, I'm being sexist, led by Chairman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Congresswoman from South Florida, who still occupied her congressional seat at the time she was serving as the chair of the DNC, engaged in corruption of their own by attempting to rig the Democrat presidential primary election so that Hillary Rotten Clinton would sail through the primary process, including beating communist Bernie Sanders. Now, Bernie and his supporters should have been outraged, and his supporters were truly outraged. But you see, Bernie Sanders is in it for himself. Bernie Sanders is a political opportunist, so he could be easily bought, and he delivers the deciding vote at the DNC convention, which Debbie Wasserman Schultz had to step down from, by the way, because she was caught cheating, and cast the deciding vote to nominate Hillary Rotten Clinton as their party's presidential candidate. So fast forward, and yes, I am a Trump supporter, but we Trump supporters don't live and die on Trump's words. Unlike the Democrat Marxist Party and their followers, we do think outside the box. And we the people know and understand Trump is crass, but we want someone who's tough in the White House, not a pushover, not a shuffler in chief, beholden to thousands of interest groups and bought and paid for by our adversaries such as Communist China and Communist Russia. We the people still have a sense of patriotism. We the people know Trump is rough around the edges. But do we want an individual who's feeble, who speaks in meaningless cliches and empty slogans, and is a chronic and habitual liar? And you know those empty slogans like tax the rich and pay your fair share, all the tired progressive cliches, which, by the way, have been resurrected because of Joe Biden's limited mental capacity. They have to revert back to the 1970s and 80s when they were demonizing the rich. Tax the rich, pay your fair share, Republicans are going to kill, you know, seniors, all the empty cliches. We the people want a man in the White House who reveres America, who loves God and his family. And we the people know and understand there is no such thing as the perfect man, except for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ himself. Man makes mistakes. We are human. Man is imperfect. And that imperfection knows no party affiliation. It knows no gender or race, creed or color. We are not perfect. Does Donald Trump have flaws? Yes. You tell me a man that doesn't have flaws. So the New World Order, the global cabal, has spoken. They've used an ally to initiate the process of dismantling Donald Trump and silencing tens of millions of Americans who support and have supported President Trump. The power of progressivism was the indoctrination of Americans, specifically the youth in America, at a time when America and Americans were coming out of World War II. That euphoria, the nationalism, the patriotism was second to none. And we did experience that for a brief time after 9/11, but the distraction began after World War II. The 1960s came about, and the Vietnam War provided an opportunity to generate that anti-American sentiment using the Vietnam War as a catalyst. And hence we got Red Jihad Jane Fonda, and John Kerry, to name a few. That era was a time when our fathers, uncles, and maybe even grandfathers had just fought the biggest war in their lifetime and were successful in fending off totalitarianism and supremacy. Some may have even fought in the Korean War as well. So those young American men knew what it meant to fight for your country, because our fathers had done the very same thing a couple of decades ago. America changed beginning of 1970. And that was a bit of angst and contentiousness. And then Nixon was about to be impeached over Watergate and resigned. And this action emboldened the media and print, including the print and the TV media. Republicans are evil. Democrats are good, according to ABC, NBC, CBS, New York Times, Washington Post. All the media hounds wanted to be the next Woodward and Bernstein. And then, of course, the election of Jimmy Carter after Nixon resigned may have been the first trial run by the New World Order, by the cabal to impose an economic collapse. And why do I bring this up? Last week, Holzer had sent me a tweet, and he forwarded a tweet from Five Times August, posted an interview back in 1983 done by a man, a KGB agent, a former KGB agent who had defected from the Soviet Union, a man by the name of Yuri Bezmenov. And Yuri Bezmenov was the chief propagandist for Russia and the Soviet Union in sending out disinformation and helping to implement the Marxist-Leninism mentality, which was being pumped into the United States. And if you listen to this interview, I have about 6 minutes in 1983, and we'll fast forward to 2023. And it's all starts to come together. Because you and I can all agree, and I've seen these comments on Twitter, I've seen them on Facebook, I've seen them, I've talked to individuals. We can't believe how quickly the economic collapse in America occurred. We cannot understand how quickly we went from $24 trillion of debt to $32 trillion of debt, and it's continuing to grow. We can't understand how suddenly transgenderism is capturing the title and our way of thought. In the meantime, you've got communist China who aggressively engaging in global diplomacy and taking over the lead role around the world. How does this happen? Well, I got to tell you, this interview with Yuri Bezmenov, while it's 6 minutes and 49 seconds, after you hear this clip, there is a full 1 minute, 1 hour and 20 minutes of the interview that is outstanding. And by the way, this former KGB agent who defected, he defected through India, where he was stationed or was part of his region. He was born in 1939. He died at the age of 54 or 55. So soon after he gave this interview, after his defection, he suddenly had a massive heart attack and died in Montreal, Canada, while he was with his wife and child. Do you think that's a coincidence? I don't. I mean, he was Clinton's side before Clinton's side became popular, and he was actually Russian, Sovietized, and he was eliminated. But, of course, you can't say that because he was only 54 years old, and he died of a massive heart attack. But here is Yuri Bezmenov speaking about the campaign of disinformation, the goals of Marxist-Leninism, and how it's being pumped into America's society. And that was back in 1983. And we'll talk a little bit more about it and break it down after the clip. Thank you.
Mr. Bezmenov was born in 1939 in a suburb of Moscow. He was the son of a high-ranking Soviet Army officer. He was educated in the elite schools inside the Soviet Union and became an expert in Indian culture and Indian languages. He had an outstanding career with Novosti, which was the, and still is, I should say, the press arm or the press agency of the Soviet Union. It turns out that this is also a front for the KGB. He escaped to the West in 1970 after becoming totally disgusted with the Soviet system, and he did this at great risk to his life. He certainly is one of the world's outstanding experts on the subject of Soviet propaganda and disinformation and active measures. Well, you spoke several times before about ideological subversion. That is a phrase that I'm afraid some Americans don't fully understand. When the Soviets use the phrase ideological subversion, what do they mean by it?
Ideological subversion is the slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's over-fulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it. Until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom. When a military boot crashes his balls, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization. The next stage is destabilization. This time, subverter does not care about your ideas and the patterns of your consumption. Whether you eat junk food and get fat and flabby, it doesn't matter anymore. This time, and it takes only from 2 to 5 years to destabilize a nation. It's what matters is essentials: economy, foreign relations, defense systems. And you can see it quite clearly that in some areas, in such sensitive areas as defense and economy, the influence of Marxist-Leninist ideas in the United States is absolutely fantastic. I could never believe it 14 years ago when I landed in this part of the world, that the process will go that fast. The next stage, of course, is crisis. It may take only up to 6 weeks to bring a country to the verge of crisis. You can see it in Central America now. And after crisis, with a violent change of power structure and economy, you have so-called the period of normalization. It may last indefinitely. Normalization is a cynical expression borrowed from Soviet propaganda. When the Soviet tanks moved into Czechoslovakia in 68, Comrade Brezhnev said, "Now the situation in brotherly Czechoslovakia is normalized." This is what will happen in the United States if you allow all these schmucks to bring the country to crisis, to promise people all kind of goodies and the paradise on earth, to destabilize your economy, to eliminate the principle of free market competition, and to put a big brother government in Washington, D.C., with benevolent dictators like Walter Mondale, who will promise lots of things, never mind whether the promises are fulfillable or not. Your leftists in the United States, all these professors and all these beautiful civil rights defenders, they are instrumental in the process of the subversion only to destabilize the nation. When their job is completed, they are not needed anymore. They know too much. Some of them, when they get disillusioned, when they see that Marxist-Leninists has come to power, obviously they get offended. They think that they will come to power. That will never happen, of course. They will be lined up against the wall and shot. But they may turn into the most bitter enemies of Marxist-Leninists when they come to power. And that's what happened in Nicaragua. You remember most of these former Marxist-Leninists were either put to prison or one of them split, and now he's working against Sandinistas. It happened in Grenada when Maurice Bishop was already a Marxist. He was executed by a new Marxist who was more Marxist than this Marxist. Same happened in Afghanistan when first there was Taraki, he was killed by Amin, then Amin was killed by Babrak Karmal with the help of KGB. Same happened in Bangladesh when Mujibur Rahman, very pro-Soviet leftist, was assassinated by his own Marxist-Leninist military comrades. It's the same pattern everywhere. The time bomb.
It's the same pattern everywhere. That's Yuri Bezmenov, isn't it? Isn't it true? It's the same pattern everywhere, whether it's Bangladesh or Nicaragua, and now the United States of America. Donald Trump didn't play by the rules of the New World Order, of the globalists, of the cabal in Washington, D.C. And isn't it funny how Bezmenov had stated that Big Brother government in Washington, D.C., radicals like, you know, Mondale, and had a laugh. Walter Mondale pales in comparison to what Joe Biden and the Biden regime has done. You know, the four stages in the art of brainwashing is: one, demoralization. It takes 15 to 20 years. Destabilization, and this is really important. And why do we refer to the Democrat Party, members of the Uniparty, as Marxists? Because they've adopted this Marxist principle. This Marxist principle of destroying our constitutional republic, destroying our representative republic. And it's why they consistently refer to America as a democracy. They do it ad nauseum. Doesn't matter who it is on the left side of the aisle. Democracy, 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 democracy. Okay, our democratic values, right? Yeah, that's a laughable one too. But number two, destabilization. It takes 2 to 5 years. And isn't it ironic how they put a chimpanzee in the White House, Joe Biden, and within 2 years, within 24 months, he's managed to destabilize the U.S. economy. That's what makes this interview of Yuri Bezmenov so interesting. Because the four items that Yuri Bezmenov lays out as far as brainwash, the art of brainwashing, demoralization, destabilization, crisis, and then normalization is exactly what we are experiencing today in America. Destabilization, destabilize the economy, destabilize the military. Two key factors in the Marxist-Leninism proposal, objective. Destabilization of the U.S. economy. Energy costs skyrocket, destabilize the energy market. There was absolutely zero reason to take America off of energy independence. And then find yourself in a situation where you're now beholden to your adversaries. Now, I don't care who you are out there, But if you're truly objective and you're truly honest, Saudi Arabia is no friend of the United States. They funded 19 Muslim men to attack the United States of America on September 11th, 2001. We had a sense of patriotism in 2001, and that was quickly erased. This isn't an attack on Muslims, okay? This is an attack on a country who despises the United States of America, who uses and used oil money to attack a free market and a free country, the United States of America. They despise our way of life. We are a capitalist country. We believe in the free market system. And then you have Venezuela, a Marxist country aligned with the communist Russia. And then you have the theocratic terrorist regime of Iran, oil producer. Why are we buying oil from a country who refers to the United States as Big Satan and refers to our only ally in the Middle East, our only true democratic ally in the Middle East, Israel, as Little Satan? So now we're purchasing oil from Saudi Arabia, enriching Islamic terrorism. By the way, it's Saudi Arabia who funds 85% of the mosques and madrasas in the United States and nearly 100% around the world, including a massive mosque complex in Italy. And then the theocratic despotic regime of Israel, I'm sorry, of Iran, led by the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who despises the United States of America, and we're buying oil from this terrorist regime who funds Hezbollah, who funds the tri-country region in South America to train Islamic terrorists to come into the United States and into Western world and to create chaos and havoc. And then, of course, there's Russia. Communist Russia, whose four plans, okay, four items, was to demoralize, destabilize, crisis, and then normalize. So we have a crisis in the United States right now, and it's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I'm sorry, it's the fact that energy costs have skyrocketed, which contributed to transportation costs skyrocketing, which contributed to supply chain issues, which contributed to higher prices for utility costs and grocery prices and heating oil prices. Hell, in Massachusetts, 100% increase in your monthly utility costs, 100%, 300% increase in heating fuel oil. And Joe Biden is normalizing this, trivializing this, telling you how great the economy is. And it's one distraction after another. This is the Soviet propaganda. This is the Russian propaganda. This was put in place while the Soviet Union was still existed. Here you have a former KGB agent who defects to the United States in 1970, right at the height of the Soviet infiltration of communism, Marxism, Leninism. And this man was the minister of propaganda. And you sit there and you say, now why in the heck how in the heck could this old, feeble, wicked man, Joe Biden, even get elected? And certainly there are some out there, including Republicans and independents, who were tired of Donald Trump. But that was all by design. And it was designed by a media who now has conditioned Americans to think in this left-wing mindset, to think that Donald Trump is bad, because every day, each and every day, irrespective of the man fulfilling his campaign promises and for taking America out of dependency to being the leader did not fit the globalist agenda. And we saw it right out of the box when President Trump in 2017 visited Davos, Switzerland, the World Economic Forum, who many didn't really pay much attention to. And it was President Trump who met with world business leaders, men who oversaw large corporations, multi-billion dollar corporations. And each and every one, there was about 12 to 14 that were sitting around a table. Each and every person where President Trump was sitting, they would give him accolades like, thank you so much for being a leader in helping to reduce corporate taxes from 37% down to 21%. Although President Trump wanted 15, you know, you couldn't have a deep state uniparty member like Paul Ryan go to 15%. He reluctantly went, you know, agreed to 21%, and that was to appease, you know, those of us who believe in the Republican Party, right? Because we think there's two parties. Okay, so Paul Ryan appeased us, and he appeased Donald Trump, but it was enough of an enticement, much to the dismay of the globalists. And corporation heads in that meeting all stated that they were going to start investing in the United States of America. Government doesn't invest. They spend taxpayer money. Corporations invest. Businesses invest. Okay, they invest in communities. They invest in your state. They invest in your village. They invest and they hire people. Government doesn't invest. Government spends taxpayer money. And here we have all of these leaders that were sitting around this table, and they were committing to billions of dollars a year to reinvest inside the United States, taking the $4 trillion off of their balance sheets that they were holding because President Trump knew that if you reduce corporate tax rate, it would spur economic growth in America, and it did. Much to the dismay of the globalists, much to the dismay of communist China, much to the dismay of the World Economic Forum, because after President Trump left, the anti-American radical George Soros flew into Davos, Switzerland, and stated that they must do everything they can to unseat Donald Trump. Why would you say that? And this is what this whole thing is about with this indictment of President Trump. It's one thing to look at it and say, oh my God, you know, this Alvin Bragg is a stooge and a puppet for George Soros. But this didn't start in Manhattan. This started by a group of billionaires: George Soros, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, and you know what? Oprah Winfrey. Why Oprah Winfrey? One, because of the color of her skin. She's black. Secondly, she was close to Donald Trump. How is it that she changes? How? Because she plays by the rules of the globalists. And so they found the perfect chimpanzee in America, and that's Joe Biden. He's a hollow man, as Sarge mentioned. He has no soul. And they pointed him in one direction, and his direction was to undo everything President Trump put in place. And since Donald Trump was not going anywhere, since Donald Trump had the audacity to fight back, impeachment one, impeachment two, the constant bashing by the uniparty, including Nancy Pelosi, and doing a sick thing such as ripping up his speech, State of the Union speech. You got Chuck Schumer, you got Mitch McConnell, Adam Schiff, Eric Fang Swalwell. Despite all of those attacks on a daily basis, President Trump kept focused. You know, I got to thinking, why would this man, a billionaire, act in such a fashion to make America great when in fact, you know, I'm sure he was ruthless in his business dealings. I've heard it from relatives who live in New York, who work, who didn't like it. But I also heard from employees of Donald Trump stating that he was a very good man. He knew all their names. He were very impressive. Okay, so but why? Why would they do this? Well, first of all, President Trump, I firmly believe, has been grateful And he'll never admit it because he's got to have that tough persona. But he's grateful for the opportunity that's been afforded to him by the United States of America, by free enterprise, by capitalism. It's enabled him to take $1 million and turn it into billions. All right, so there'll be a there'll be discussion. Well, he doesn't have billions, you know, it's all on paper. You know what? He still amassed a billions of dollar enterprise. No one questions Mini Mike Bloomberg and him being a millionaire and the fact that he's spending $60 million, $100 million per election cycle to reelect or to elect Democrats. Here it is. Here's a man who's really showing what it means to be a capitalist, free enterprise, building Bloomberg News. And in 2018, his objective was to get Nancy Pelosi back in as Speaker of the House. Don't you find that a little bit curious? That there is a cabal that is working to undermine our sovereignty, our country? And because President Trump wouldn't go and wouldn't go quietly, and because President Trump continues to command a following, and by the way, we are not mind-numb robots. We might be deplorables, but we are not mind-numb robots. We want a fighter because the United States of America has fought since 1776. We fought for our freedom and our independence, and we did it. And we continue to fight today, despite the efforts in the United States of America, despite those efforts to undermine our constitutional republic, there are still patriots in America who believe in the United States of America. And what was very troubling, though, and it goes to the point which Yuri Bezmenov stated, was educating one generation takes to scrap patriotism, to embrace the Marxism and Leninism. The Wall Street Journal NORC survey found that just 38% of Americans say patriotism is very important to them, down from 70% who said the same in 1998. 2 decades. What did Yuri Bezmenov state? It takes 15 to 20 years to demoralize. It takes 2 to 5 years to destabilize. Slightly more than 39% placed the same importance on religion, down from 62% who said faith was very important to them 25 years ago. And what has been the mission of the Democrat Marxist Party in America? It's to take religion out of society. Make God a bad word. Demonize Christianity. And then embrace a totalitarian regime or totalitarian ideology of Islam. Destroy those who believe in Christianity. Hell, you can't even argue because in 2016 at the Democrat National Convention, maybe it was 2020, at the Democrat National Convention, there was a vote to delete God from their platform. Now, what kind of heartless, godless people do this? People with no soul. Marxists do this. The percentage of Americans who said raising children was very important fell to 30% in the new poll, down from 59% in 1998. Once again, 2 decades. The indoctrination of children, youths, and it goes to the reason why Democrats, the left wing, the Uniparty, want so badly to our children. And it's why Hillary Rodham Clinton uttered the infamous phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. That should be chilling. But this poll that was done by the Wall Street Journal validates that mentality. It takes a village to raise a child. Because it was thought back in 1983 that Walter Mondale, this radical, was promising things, giving away things. So tell me, what has the wicked man Joe Biden done since being installed January 20th, 2021? Oh, let's see. Let's give away college tuitions. Okay. Hey, it's not your fault you went into debt. Okay. It's not your fault that you took anthropological, transvestite learning, okay, at Podunk University, okay, and you're now married in $120,000 in college tuition debt. Therefore, the American people should pay that tuition for you, even though it was not compulsory for you to go to college or a university, a higher education. You could have gotten a job. You could have went to a trade school. You could have remained in the basement of your parents. It was not compulsory for you to go to college. But here you go. You got Joe Biden and the Biden regime giving things away. Well, we're going to take care of you. The government's going to take care of you. That's the mindset of today's youths. And that's the cause of propaganda of the Marxist-Leninism. The government will take care of you. It takes a village to raise a child. And that's why Trump was so dangerous, because Trump believed in the American people. And he didn't matter what color you were, okay? Didn't matter if you were white, black, Hispanic, if you were Asian. It didn't matter. Because the American dream could be had by all. And that was the intent of the formation of the United States of America. That's the intent by individual liberties and freedoms. And, you know, black Americans saw this as well. And they were starting to question how the Democrat Party has used and abused them over the last 60 years. Can't have that. We must do all we can to not normalize Trump. And that has been the mission since 2016, when the Obama-Biden regime first started spying on a man who declared his candidacy for president of a major opposition party. Let's not get distracted by all of this noise that's out there, because this is what the media does. This is what the Democrat Party does. This is what the Uniparty does. Well, you know, I was reading another pundit, an anti-Trumper, who said, well, you know, Trump's using this indictment for fundraising. He's not going to be indicted. You know, even if he's not indicted, he's just using it for fundraising. Excuse me. Why is this being done? And where have you been for the last 7 years? Where is the outrage that the United States government has engaged in spying on a private citizen, spying on a president-elect, spying on their political adversaries? And by the way, where's the outrage over those arrested for January 6th who are still in prison and have been denied their constitutional rights? You see, this is what really is the goal of this Marxist movement. Devalue the Constitution, dismantle the Constitution, and indoctrinate. Demoralization, destabilization, and we've certainly seen the destabilization of the American economy. And a hollow, callous individual who stands there and acts as if nothing has gone wrong. There is nothing wrong. And yet, the Wall Street Journal comes out with this poll showing how patriotism has dropped to an all-time low. How is that possible? How is it possible? Marxism, indoctrination, the anti-American movement has been successful in dumbing down our children. And we patriots are now paying the price, because somehow making America great is radical. Somehow being energy independent is extreme. By contrast, the only value that has grown in worth to Americans is money, with 43% calling it very important compared to 31% who said the same in 1998. Republican pollster Bill McInerney, who worked on the 2019 survey for the Journal and NBC News, told the paper that Monday's poll paints a new surprising portrait of a changing America. Yes, remember those words by Barack Hussein Satoru Obama? His mission was to fundamentally transform America. Fundamentally transform America. In 1998, 70% of Americans polled stated that patriotism is very important to them. In 2023, that number is now 38%. Fundamentally transform America. And why the attacks on Donald J. Trump? Because he's the obstacle that continues to inspire hope. He continues to inspire the American dream. He continues to inspire Americans that America is the greatest country in the world and America can lead. The Democrat Marxist Party has one agenda right now. And that agenda, and they are keeping their focus, that agenda is to continue to implement how we resist Trump and his extreme agenda. We must do everything we can to stop Trump and his extreme agenda. That was the words of Jerry Nadler, what he wrote back in 2016. Those are the words that continue to echo within the Democrat Marxist Party, within the Uniparty, within the globalists. We must do everything we can to stop Trump's extreme agenda. Now they're going to use war, okay, to do that. Who, in fact, in 2018, it was one thing. Now we have to believe her, okay? We have to believe her because she said she had an affair with Donald Trump. But in 2018, she recanted and said it never happened. And suddenly those words, they can't take. No. Because why? Because we must do everything we can to stop Trump and his extreme agenda. To achieve this, we must keep our eyes on two important goals. Depressing Trump's public support. And how do you do that? Constant indictments. Continue to impeach him while he was in office. Call him extreme. Call him mental. Attack his mental acuity when, in fact, the real mental midget is Joe Biden in the White House. I mean, it's why Jill Biden now is his spokesman. Because Joe Biden is too busy talking about ice cream and then going back to the same old tired and failed progressive cliches, tax the rich, which, by the way, is part of his new budget. Tax, 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 tax. The two important goals, depressing Trump's public support and dividing the congressional GOP from him and from each other. And I'll tell you, this is exactly why in the 2022 midterm elections, it's exactly why Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader, came out and said and stated,
"Well, we don't have quality candidates,"
and sought to tank each and every Republican candidate for the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate, dividing congressional GOP from him and from each other. You see, the institution in Washington, D.C. could not afford pro-Trump candidates to be elected. You see, they know full well that there's a cycle, and that cycle is there was still an appeal for Donald Trump. There was still appeal for his agenda in making America great. And certainly in 2022, we were feeling the effects of the radical anti-American policies of Joe Biden, watching one failure after another on a foreign stage. We were watching on the international stage. We were watching how we were hurting economically here in America and at home. Supply chain issues. Unqualified individuals in his cabinet. And the GOP, the establishment GOP, could not afford any pro-Trump candidates to be elected or a majority to be elected in the House and certainly in the Senate. And that's what Mitch McConnell was so concerned about. And it's why they've ostracized Senator Rick Scott, who is leading the senatorial election campaign, who disputed McConnell and his treasonous comments to the Republican Party. Yeah, the propaganda machine is fully underway in America. The machine is out to destroy Donald Trump. And by the way, it's to destroy anybody who supports this individual. This is the Marxist-Leninist mentality. But you know what? I still believe that patriots will prevail. We did in 1776, we did in 1787, and we will do it once again in 2023, 2024, and our future. Because we know the agenda of the extremists on the left side, the anti-American agenda. And thanks to social media, thanks to a media source that we have access to for right now, we'll fight back. Thank you all for joining me today. I appreciate it. It's been a fast hour. Check out the video, the actual whole 1 hour and 20 minute interview of Yuri Bezmenov, and really digest it. That's the four acts of arts of brainwashing by the KGB is being implemented today. You all have a nice weekend. Thank you for joining me. God bless America. Keep the faith and stay strong, Donald Trump. Ciao, folks.
More, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it
my fill,
my share
of losing,
and now
as tears stop,
I find it all so amusing to think I did not, and may I say, Not in a shy way. Oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not. And did it my way.
It was my way.
Ciao for now. Ciao, Billy.